We're joined now live by the first round selection, 13th overall, the Winnipeg Jets, Josh Morrissey. Josh, welcome to TSN 1290. Congratulations.
Well, it's an honor. Thank you for having me. It's an amazing feeling right now.
We have to ask you, were you surprised that you went 13th overall? You were rated a little lower. Did it surprise you when your name was called?
You know, it's obviously a little bit surprising, I think, for everyone who's picked. But you know what? I talked to Winnipeg a number of times, and I guess I've kind of, over a number of rankings, been in that range. So, you know, like I said, it's a dream come true, and it's everything I ever wanted.
What sort of a feeling did you get from Kevin Cheveldayoff and Jets brass during the number of meetings that you had with the team?
Well, for sure, they went really well. I always left the meeting. I met with them, I guess, three, four times, and felt great coming out of each one. So, you know, it definitely, I guess I had them on my list of maybes, and, you know, it's amazing right now.
Now, how do you feel about being drafted by a Western Canadian team, the Winnipeg Jets?
Wow, it's, you know, it's perfect. Being from Calgary, a Western guy, I know just how passionate the fans are, and, you know, watching the games on TV, Winnipeg Jets, I mean, you don't get much more passionate than that, if anywhere, so... like I said, it's perfect for me.
Now you have a Jets connection on the in Prince Albert with Dave Manson. Has he talked to you a little bit about Winnipeg over time, and what do you expect from the Jets as an organization and as from Winnipeg as a place to play?
Well, I mean, like I said, it's you know, the city's very passionate about their players and about their hockey, and that's always what I've strived and done well with. So you know, Dave said nothing but great things about the fans and his time in Winnipeg, and you know, he still goes back there and watches games now and then during the season. So I'm just excited, you know, to be a part of such a great organization.
Josh, if you can, for our listeners back in
just
Winnipeg.
Just hold on, Hus, for 1 second. Ryan Pulock of Grandview, Manitoba,
yep.
Just been selected by the New York Islanders. Obviously, our congratulations to Ryan. Good Manitoba kid with a great story.
Hopefully have him later on. Ryan Pulock going to the New York Islanders. We're talking with Josh Morrissey, the first-round selection of the Winnipeg Jets. For our listeners and fans of the Jets, Josh, tell us a little bit about yourself, what sort of a player you are, and what you'll bring to the organization.
For sure. I think I'm a two-way defenseman with an offensive upside. At least that's what I've been marketing to the teams. And you know, I think a player maybe that I like to watch is a guy like Chris Letang. You know, I've been using him also as someone who I think I play pretty similar to. And I guess overall that'd be the baseline of my style.
What's this weekend been like for you? I mean, obviously you have some nervous moments waiting to hear your name called. Now that you've been up on the podium and you're wearing the jersey of the Winnipeg Jets on a National Hockey League team, tell us about the overall experience.
Oh, it's been surreal, really. It's just flown by, so has this whole year. You know, I wasn't really too nervous, to be honest, this whole weekend until I walked into the rink and saw all the people, and you really get that feel. So it's amazing.
Who do you think of most when you get drafted? Like people who've helped you get to this point?
Certainly my family, all the coaches and people who've been there for me all the way through. Anyone who's helped me along the way. You know, my dad has been the biggest influence in my life, and you know, certainly him the most for sure.
Josh, talk a little bit about what's next for you. Obviously, you know, you've been a Winnipeg Jet or property of the team for about 10 minutes right now. Tell us about what your plans are for the offseason and what your goals are for next year.
For sure. I want to get a lot stronger and faster. I mean, that's, you know, one of my biggest goals. I think that'll help me compete at the next level at the pro game. I'm going to World Junior Camp in the summer, so that'll take up some time, and I'm excited about that. I mean, have that opportunity to possibly play for the World Juniors in the next few years, and you know, just continue to work hard.
You played for Team Canada and won a gold medal as part of the under-18 team. What was that experience like, and how much of a dream come true would it be as a young Canadian man to play for the World Junior team?
Yeah, it'd be amazing. I mean, growing up watching all the you know, the World Juniors on TV and stuff like that. You know, I think every kid who's into that kind of hockey and Team Canada would love that opportunity. I mean, for me, it'd be definitely a dream come true again, and you know, just another part of a really exciting year.
So, what's next tonight? Obviously, you've got some family and friends here. You'll be talking to the Winnipeg Jets. What do you do now?
to be honest, I'm not sure. I just kind of keep walking around wherever they tell me to go, and you know, it's just a whirlwind, and you know, I just can't stop smiling.
Well, this has been fantastic to meet you, Josh. It's welcome to the Winnipeg Jets. Needless to say, we'll look forward to having you back on TSN 1290, and hope for nothing but great things for you and the franchise in the years to come.
Awesome. Thanks for having me, guys.
Congratulations again.
Thank you.